Well, we started this morning and we've been working with the CZM, so the youngest pupils, and we've done in total 5 performances with the pupils, so that's about 2 classes per performance. It's a big school. And we've been doing improvisational theatre in English. So the company has a technique called English in Action, and we ask the audience lots of questions to create an original story. And in the case of the CZM, we do witch stories. Sometimes with other groups we do detective stories or other themes. Today we've been doing witch stories, and each group, by answering the questions, creates a story, and then we act it out. One of us takes the main role, and we ask the pupils voluntarily to come and play all the other roles, including inanimate objects.
So they've been listening to English being spoken. Are there any particular teaching aims that you have in mind when you're doing your presentation?
To be honest, no, because the English teachers in the school teach English. The idea for us is that we show them that even with a limited vocabulary, they can communicate or understand thanks to using actions, gestures, mime, speaking clearly. So although they might learn some vocabulary during the process, the idea is to use their existing vocabulary. So for the younger ones, we do witch stories because they've been studying adjectives, what is your name, age, where do you live, vocabulary like that. So it eases them gently into listening to English and speaking English without it being terrifying. How we do it is that at the beginning of the story, we set up the main character. So that involves a physical description. And if the pupils were spontaneous, were very good at English, they could just throw in ideas, they could volunteer information. But if they're not quite sure, we would say, for example, what colour is the witch's hair? And if there was no answer, well, they normally would know the colour. But then we'd say, is it curly or straight? And we'd support that with a gesture. So even if they didn't know the word curly, they would then repeat the word curly and they would understand it. And there's a lot of repetition, so that we don't need to speak any French to them. They follow the story, and then so we repeat, we recapitulate, and then we act it. So at no moment should they be totally lost.
And they've obviously had a lot of fun this afternoon.
So have we.
And you've been doing this for a while, have you, this kind of activity?
I started doing it in 1993. I had the idea of doing it. Initially, I had a company under a different name. I then went on, I met another English actress who had lived in Brittany for a long time, and we put our companies together, and we used to write and perform plays, more theatrical plays, and we continued doing English in Action. And then she moved to another region of France, and so I recreated a company under the name of Company VO. I'm the artistic director. And since then we've been continuing, we sometimes do plays, but the activity we've done since 1993 is this technique, English in Action.
And you go to several schools, I gather, in Brittany?
We go to a lot of schools in Brittany. We work a lot in Morbihan, and otherwise we're supported as well by the Conseil Départemental in Côte d'Armor. We actually go as far as La Roche-sur-Yon and La Rochelle sometimes, but we prefer to stay in Brittany.
It's been brilliant being with you this afternoon, watching the kids respond so positively. Mm-hmm. The last group, I have to say, was wild,
yeah,
with enthusiasm, and went off speaking English, which
yes.
is...
and the last group included some pupils that have quite a lot of problems with traditional education, so it was very encouraging to see them going off and speaking English and smiling. And the idea, of course, is that we leave the teacher with a copy. Each group makes a completely different story, and we leave the school with a copy of their story. And then, of course, they can go on to use that in class for future work. So it consolidates what they've been learning and gives them a support for future learning experiments.
Brilliant. Susie, Compagnie VO, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And I'm talking to Ségolène Barnier, who is the English teacher who has invited Compagnie VO to come to school. Why have you invited them to come?
We received the leaflet
about the company, and I thought it would be interesting to have real English-speaking people interacting in English and creating something.
Do you think that it works with your class of CZM, who are, what kind of age are they?
They are 10 or 11.
And does it work with them, do you think?
Yeah, they really like being obliged to speak English and having no choice. With us, they are trying to speak French. With the Susie, they just speak English, they have no choice. And they try, and they realize they can.
I noticed that the company, Jeff and Susie, they speak entirely in English.
Yeah, they do.
Do you think that the kids understand?
Mainly, yes. And they realize they don't have to understand every single word. They just have to concentrate and to go into the story.
How does an intervention like this fit in with your normal teaching of English?
It's just a bonus. It is something we couldn't do because it is really entertaining and really different. But then in class, we use the script to draw and to do something about and to write in English as well. And at the end of the year, usually they get a kind of comic with the script and the illustration they draw themselves.
So the work that they've done with the group, you develop in the class?
Yeah, we use it towards.
Sigalyn, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do you feel that the kids get some benefit from?
Oh yes, definitely, definitely. In terms of their confidence, in terms of fun, they think after the session, they usually think English is much more fun than they first thought it would be. And in terms of their participation in class, some kids are very, very shy, and after that they tend to participate a bit more. And on the other hand, some can be very serious, and afterwards they think English is a bit more fun. So definitely, yes, it's very, very positive experience for them.
Well, I hear lots of French being spoken right now, but we're waiting for the performance.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Elodie.
You're very welcome.